my friends in Christ.
On the day of our baptism, a lighted candle was put into our hand, or more likely the hand of one of our parents or godparents. And the priest spoke these words, "Receive the light of Christ. You have been enlightened by Jesus Christ, who is the light. You are to walk always as a child of the light. Keep the flame of faith alive in your heart. And when the Lord comes, may you go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom and live forever and ever." Did you hear in that baptismal prayer a little echo of the parable of the wise and foolish virgins that we just heard? I did. The image of keeping the light burning and burning brightly is a direct lift from that parable. It seems that the hope and the prayer of the church at that wonderful, grace-filled moment of baptism is that the life of the newly baptized person will always burn brightly with an intensity that will tell the world that here is a follower of Jesus Christ. Here is someone who walks in the light. My friends, this weekend we get a reminder of one aspect of what it means to walk in the light and to be the light. I hope you will hear today's message not so much as a message about money as a message about baptism, our baptism, and what it calls us to. I feel very blessed today in not being the one to bring you this message. Instead, I'm going to invite to the pulpit a parishioner who takes her baptismal call very seriously. She's a mom with four great kids, and she and her husband are incredibly generous in their support of our parish. Will you please join me in welcoming Michelle Mayer?
Good morning. My name is Michelle Mayer, and as a child, I grew up directly next door to St. Basil the Great Church and School in Vallejo, California. This was the same church my mother served as housekeeper and cook for the priests. This was the same church where I served 7 o'clock a.m. daily mass. This was the same church I helped my father clean on Monday nights. He too was employed by the church as caretaker and custodian. This was his second job, which helped pay tuition for me to attend the very same Catholic elementary school where I met my husband, Michael. I suspect that this entwined developing experience I had as a child shaped the view of church that I hold to this day. That is, that the church is the center of my life. Just as my father would never say no to the church alarm ringing next door at 3 a.m, I would never say no when given the opportunity to speak to you about stewardship. St. James Cathedral is a long ways away from St. Basil the Great, but it's just as much a part of our lives, and it's an equally remarkable place. We found ourselves here 2.5 years ago. We were looking for a faith community, searching for warmth, and desperately seeking a message of God's love and inclusion. Ironically, our needs were fulfilled by the very unrelenting needs of this place and the inviting people who work so hard to fill them. We met friends through our work with the winter shelter. We were blessed by exchanges with Cathedral Kitchen dinner guests, and we found a sense of meaning through the sandwich ministry. The blessings we have received have far outweighed our contributions. We have found a home where we have been accepted for the people we are today, yet challenged to be better people tomorrow. The history of my marriage with Michael is a little more typical. From the beginning of our marriage, we had goals for our family. At first, it was buying a house. Then it was having children and providing for their Catholic school and college educations. Admittedly, it was hard to find room for charitable giving back then, but we tried. We tried to squeeze it in small amounts, thinking we could make it a priority one day, maybe when we earned more money or when our children were older. Over time, however, we came to realize that the demands, needs, and desires of our earthly lives never recede, and that true stewardship means giving of whatever we have, wherever we are in life. We came to better appreciate that true stewardship is planned, committed, and sacrificial. Michael and I, throughout our marriage, have been greatly blessed. We've been blessed with four beautiful children, Sam, Grace, Isaac, and Imani. We've been blessed with times of fortune and misfortune. Throughout all of these, however, all that we have, however much, however little, is a gift from God. Habitually giving God a return on these gifts no longer feels like a burden. It has come to feel more like a blessing. When things are going well, this practice runs smoothly and can make you feel fulfilled. When things are a little dicey and you don't have a job, or you decide, as we did, to adopt two children instead of one, or those Catholic school tuition payments are taking their toll, things get interesting. The reward is that those are the times you feel most faithful. Times like these remind us of a story from Africa. A missionary had taught his people to tithe. He'd explained that tithe meant one-tenth, and that this should be their goal. He'd also emphasized the difference between giving what is left over and giving off the top. Early one morning, a man came to the door with a fine fish, explaining that this was his tithe. "You must have done well," said the missionary, "if you already caught 10 fish." "No," said the man, "this is the one I've caught so far. I'm going back now to catch the other 9. In our experience, God truly does provide the other 9, or at least the hope along the way, with the faith that things will fall into place. At times, sacrifice is called for, but that only serves to remind us to put on our stewardship lenses and remember, we are not put here merely for our own enjoyment and comfort. We are put here to be Christ's hands by serving the people he loves so much. We love this church, this awesome parish, where we are so blessed to pray and serve. We thank everyone at St. James for serving us along the way. Thank you.